At this time, I invite the congregation to rise for the prayers of the church. In our prayers this morning, in addition to the names that are printed in the back of our bulletin, we are going to uplift the Holroyd family this morning as they remember the birthday of Tennille, which was yesterday. And in her remembrance, that's why the flowers are up here, these beautiful flowers are up here in front. Also in our prayers, we will remember the family of Linda, who passed away. We've been praying for her on our prayer list. And also for the Post family as they mourn Betty Copeland's passing too. That happened this last week. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us come before our Lord in prayer, asking Him to hear our prayer and grant us love. Lord of love, during the season of Advent, prepare our hearts that we would be made ready to receive your Son as he comes in his incarnation and birth. Make us ever ready for his final coming on the last day. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of love, you have called your church to bear witness to Christ's redeeming work. Grant that we boldly proclaim the good news of the one who brings joy to the world through his life, death, and resurrection, that all who hear it may receive the precious gift of salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of love, you are the creator and sustainer of all things. According to your will, grant healing to those who suffer in body and mind. Look with favor upon your servants, the Holroyd family, as they remember Tennille on the anniversary of her birthday. Lord, we ask that you bless their time together as a family over Christmas and unite them in the love that they all share, and we all share, for Tennille. Lord, also this day for families that are mourning recent losses, for the Copeland family and Post family as they mourn Betty's passing, and also for Linda and her husband as they mourn, actually for Linda's family. And for Margaret and Richard as they mourn her passing, cover that family with your mercy. And for those names that we uplift to you today, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Dawn, Johanna, Rachel, Dawn, Monique, Raleigh, Roberta, Linda, Jennifer, Jan, Margaret, Regina's family, Amber, Art, and Sandy. If it is your will, restore them to health or give them grace to accept tribulation, knowing that your grace is sufficient for them. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy and your promise to hear us for the sake of the one in whose name we come, your Son, Jesus. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And once again, before mayhem ensues, it's just great to see all the families together and wish you, someone described it as a circus. And I know that feeling. My own home right now is a circus with all everything that's there at home. So I wish you a Merry Christmas to all of you. One note, we do come back, if in case you missed the announcement tonight, for a Christmas Eve candlelight communion and carol service. It should be very special. Let's close with this prayer before our final song. Lord, we thank you for giving us a new song. It is not that your Son simply took his place in the manger bed. Today we have learned that he resides in our hearts. We pray that your Son would never depart and take permanent residence inside of us. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.